You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Ungler and Jared Haven. An iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. I'm Jared Haben. Dean is, I don't know where the hell he is, to be honest. He's going to join us on the podcast at some point, but this is what happens when you record remotely and you live in a van. Sometimes you're here on the podcast and sometimes you have to find Wi-Fi somehow. But I have a wonderful guest that is joining me right off the top of the podcast. She's a stand-up comedian. She's an actress. She has a brand new comedy special entitled, one of my favorite comedy special titles of all time, Never Been Kissed, because it's also one of my favorite rom-coms of all time, Nicole Birch. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God, of course. Well, Nicole, are you a Bachelor fan? Do you watch the show?
So I am, but not nearly as much as my mother. So
makes sense.
I'm actually quarantining at my mom's house right now, and I can tell her ear is pressed against the door where we're recording this because she's freaking out right now.
Oh, that's amazing. Usually that's the response I'm used to. It's like, yeah, I kind of watch the show. My mom loves the show, though. If I had a nickel every time I heard that, well, I wouldn't be doing this podcast. But Nicole, so you have a brand new special out that's been out for a couple of months now. You recorded it before COVID went down because I've been watching. I watched it, and I mean, it's a packed room. So, how long ago did you record it? And then it came out what, in August, I believe.
It came out September 15th, but we shot it at the very end of 2018, and so it took. We were hoping to release it at the beginning of this year, but then COVID happened and I didn't know if I was going to be going on tour and what that would look like. And eventually I was like, you know, I really want this to get out while it's still timely. So we decided to just do the release date on September 15th.
It's very funny. I love when you talk about dating between dating guys in Kansas and dating guys in Los Angeles and how people are like, oh, you know, dating is the same everywhere. And then you're like, but it's not. It's very different dating guys in Los Angeles versus dating guys in Kansas. So my question is, why did you want to title it Never Been Kissed? Because obviously that's a play. Well, that's just a reference to the 1990s rom-com with Drew Barrymore.
Right. So I was obsessed with that movie when I was a teenager. I watched it. I had no friends in high school, so I probably watched that film 300 times in 1 year.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, I related to Drew Barrymore's character because she was like this nerdy girl and always like had a crush on the attractive, popular guys, but was always like dismissed. And so I really related to that. And then the main point of the comedy special is to talk about a date that I actually go on with the leading man in Never Been Kissed, Michael Vartan. Mm-hmm.
And so have you watched that movie recently?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I love this movie as well. I'm going to humble brag for a second. I've met David Arquette.
Yay! Okay, great.
And I really wanted, I wish I saw his car so I could call his car Bambi, but I didn't have the balls to do that. But he is a Bachelor fan, and he knew who I was. So it was one of the greatest moments of my life, because not only do I love Never Been Kissed, but I'm also a massive Scream fan. So to meet Deputy Dewey in real life was quite a spectacular moment for myself. But I also love that movie, but I just watched it recently. I got to be honest, the whole teacher like falling in love with Drew Barrymore before he knows that she's an adult, like, it's something I can't get past now as being an adult.
Yeah, does not hold up, especially not in like the environment the last few years. Yeah. I watched it and I was like, this is super inappropriate.
I know, like post Me Too. Oh, good. Like you just pull the t-shirt a little bit.
No, you can't. So
Nicole, I know you can't really talk about the date because it's like what the special is all about, but I guess like since we're a dating podcast, what has your experience been overall dating in Kansas, dating in Los Angeles, just dating in general?
I think the biggest thing is that until I kind of did some soul searching and fixed who I was, like up to that point, which not that I still don't have plenty of work to do, but up to that point, I attracted the people of the same sort that hadn't figured their life out, that didn't know who they were. And that was kind of traumatic in a lot of ways, because a lot of the guys that I would date, I mean, my mom always said I could go into a bar with 100 guys and I would walk out with the one drug addict. Like that's
you pick the good ones.
Yeah. So, I don't attract that anymore, which is great. I also, you know, we make mistakes and stuff. There's people I've dated that I would never date now, given the same circumstances. So that's, you know, I guess that's growth.
Yeah, you grow and learn. That's the whole point of dating, isn't it? So you can go out there, you can learn about the things that you do like and the things that you don't like.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Like dating guys in Los Angeles kind of sucks.
Oh, man, it's that's such a bad time.
I feel very lucky because I moved out here in late 2017, and I was only here for like 4 or 5 months before I started dating my girlfriend, now wife. So I never really like experienced dating in LA all that much. And I was born and raised Rhode Island, so I can kind of relate to you about dating in Kansas versus Los Angeles, because dating in Rhode Island is very different too. Yeah, it's crazy. It's just because Los Angeles, there's so many like, you know, sparkly things that like everybody's always looking for the next best thing.
Yeah. And it's, and everything's so spread out, and then you've got logistics, you got travel time. So even if somebody's like 15 miles away, you're like, how are we going to commute? That's an hour and a half on drive. And then, but yeah, you're right. Everybody's got the bigger, better deal syndrome and they're always looking somewhere else. Myself, I'm also guilty of that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been really, LA's, but then in Kansas, it's like, I asked my brother, I was like, what's your top three things you're looking for? When he was like 22, I asked him this and he was like, well, career, wife, kids. And if I asked any of my male friends that were single in LA, they'd be like, well, career, the second career, third career, a car, maybe like a girlfriend. I don't know if I want to be a steady girlfriend. And then but like family and stuff was not even top 10.
No, yeah. You know? If she has an Instagram following, that would be great. That's a nice bonus. It's an interesting look at the dating world. I'm glad that I get to look at it from the outside. I'm very lucky. Again, seeing how we're dating, I don't want to pry, but like, are you single now? Are you dating?
No, I'm actually single. I have a 1-year-old daughter.
Well, what's her name?
Her name's Everly.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful name.
She's adorable. She is a ray of sunshine. When I say she's probably the smiliest baby I've ever seen, I don't know where she gets it. She is just pure joy all day long. I've been very, very lucky.
Well, you're a professional stand-up comedian. Like, I'm sure Everly just, you're making her constantly laugh. That's why she always has a smile on her face.
That could be it. That could be it. But yeah, no, so I'm single and her dad and I have never been together. We've just been really good friends for like 4 years before that happened. And it was a one-time thing. And even after the comedy special, my life got crazier.
Wow.
And now I have a 1-year-old. Yeah.
And so what has dating during COVID been like for you?
I have not dated at all. Okay, so I did get back on Tinder. I'm currently in Kansas City.
Tinder, huh? That seems like an interesting choice for all like the dating apps you could be on.
Well, I think only because it's in Kansas City. Tinder game in Kansas City is very different.
Got it.
Very like, there's like some courting going on, which is really nice. Where in LA, Tinder is just like a hookup site, right?
Hookup Central.
Yeah, hookup Central. Like that's all you're there for. So this has been interesting. But I still haven't met in person anybody. There was somebody I was talking to for a few weeks who's lovely. Who, of course, in Kansas, if he's available at my age, means he's divorced with three children. So it's just very different.
I feel for a lot of singles out there right now who are going through something similar, because it's one, dating is tough in general. Forget about COVID. But now you throw this pandemic in there. And dating is just a free-for-all, and now you have to worry about this virus, and how much do I like this person to, like, risk getting COVID-19 to meet up with them? Do we go on 6 feet dates? Do we elbow? Like, it's so, like, you just add another layer of stress onto dating that's already a stressful experience.
Yeah, 1,000%. My daughter, her father, Craig, he's actually quarantining in Utah, but then goes back and forth to LA to work. Mm-hmm. And for him, his dating game is going great. And I get to hear all the stories. And it is hilarious to me because same thing with Utah. He's like, all these women are ready to commit. They're ready to get married. They're down to have more kids. They don't mind that I have a daughter, like all this stuff. And he goes, but in LA, it's even for him, even for a guy, he goes, it's completely 180. He goes, I've been stood up twice because the girl forgot we had a date. And I was like, what is happening? He's like, it's so strange right now.
Yeah.
But he's for it being COVID and stuff. I was like, man, are you being like careful? Are you like sanitizing? Are you like saying, he's like, yeah, we did a 6 feet distant date one time where they stayed 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
They did the elbow nudge, like you said. And I was like, that's so crazy.
It is crazy. But you know, it's just kind of like the time we're living in. So
yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of women that are listening to this and can relate to being in the dating world with kids, because that adds a different element. And we always talk about on this podcast. I want to ask you, how early on a date or meeting someone, would you tell them you have kids? Does that question make sense? Like, I would probably,
depending on it. Like, I think if you're doing online, I put it out there that I have a daughter. I just like, let's skip to that. If it is somebody that I've met, organically at a party or something like that, and we hit it off, I mean, I still would do it pretty early on. I know it's one of those things because it's like, well, I don't want to scare him off, but I'm like, well, this is also what it is. Like,
yeah.
This is
because you're not just looking for a partner. You're looking for somebody who's willing to be a dad pretty quickly, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. And my thing with that is, since having her, I've become so much pickier, mm-hmm. because the guys I dated before, I was like, oh, you just have to have like, you know, you have to have a car and a sense of humor. And now I'm like, no, you need a 401k in the Disney Plus channel. Like, you have to have,
Yeah, that's on your Tinder profile. It's like looking for a nice guy, 401k, 401k, if I could say it properly. I also want to talk about your stand-up, because I love going to comedy shows. I'm lucky because we live in West Hollywood. So, I mean, obviously not recently, but we live near the Laugh Factory Comedy Store. Some of my favorite comedians growing up, like Bill Burr, is my favorite comedian of all time.
He's my favorite.
Oh,
he's
virtual high five.
Yes, high five. Yes.
So we have Never Been Kissed in common, and Bill Burr. Do you listen to the Monday Morning Podcast?
I haven't yet.
Oh, you got it. It's just him rambling. It's hysterical.
Any interview he does, because that's what he does, is he rants, right? So, but any interview or even like late night, I can watch those videos over and over and over. Because they just give him a little nugget, and he rolls with it so hard.
There's interviews of him with Conan O'Brien that I've probably watched at least 50 times.
Yeah.
Because then Conan cracks up, and it's just, I love Bill Burr. I also, like, when I was growing up as a teen, Dane Cook was very influential in my life. Because he was, like, the first guy to ever use social media as a ways to promote his work. I remember him on MySpace, like putting dates out there and like where he was going to be. And he was one of the, like a pioneer in that realm. Yeah. Richard Pryor was a big one for me when I was a kid. Yeah. Eddie Murphy. Who else? Yeah. But now I listen to obviously Joe Rogan a lot. Nikki Glaser, I listen to a lot. But who are some of your idols? Like, why did you want to get into the stand-up comedy world?
Like, when it comes to stand-up, I also like Louis Black. And I'm not, I don't do political humor at all. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, for him, I think he's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think there's so much of my stuff that is a little similar to Amy Schumer, which we, you know, blonde hair, blue eyed. So I'm like, try not to hit that home too hard. But a lot of her stuff. Dane Cook, I think it was his HBO special. What was the circle?
Oh, you know, Vicious Circle.
Yes. And he did one of my favorite bits about religion, and that he goes, you know, like an atheist was like, oh, our ashes turn into soil and then the soil grows into a tree, and he goes, but then you cut the tree down and they print the Bible on you.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That to me was like, I was like, that was the strongest. I adored that entire
thing. Yeah, I've always just been fascinated with stand-up comedy. So, and I was watching your special, and I gotta be honest, you have a natural charisma on stage, and I think you have a very, very bright future ahead of you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so true, because I, you know, I'm certainly not an expert in the field by any stretch, but I've seen enough comedy specials to know that, you know, some people just have a certain aura about them when they're on stage, and they're confident and funny and self-deprecating, and certain timing with jokes and jokes that you're telling. Because some people, I feel like they go on stage and they're telling jokes, and you can tell that they're jokes that are not authentic to them. One of the reasons why I love comedy so much is because it feels like somebody's telling the story of their life, but in a comedic way that's relatable. And that's what I get from you when you're talking about your dating life and how awkward it is meeting new people. It's really authentic. It's very funny. And I can't tell you how much I enjoyed it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think because I started off in like sketch comedy. So I think I obviously have people in stand-up that I love. But I was always like a Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett. Like that was that's my jam. And so I did Groundlings in LA, and I got to wear all the wigs and mustaches and everything. So stand-up is definitely a different art form. And I originally started doing it because I was writing scripts. And I was like, well, what jokes work best? Let's try it out on stage. And it was able to like kind of combine my writing with performance art, but I was still able to be myself. And with that, like, I love storytelling. It's my favorite thing to do. That said, when somebody's like, hey, tell us a joke, I'm like, I don't really tell. Yeah.
Why like, did the chicken cross the road? I don't fucking know.
I don't do those at all. I'm too, like, anybody's like, what's the quickest joke you have? And I'm like, it's still going to take about 35 seconds. So like that, you know, so I've really come to appreciate that. I don't think I'm a typical comic that's, you know, at the clubs 6-7 nights a week or tours the country, but I do really love storytelling, and it's very cathartic to like share some of my really embarrassing moments. And then to have people come up afterwards and be like, oh my gosh, something similar happened to me, thank you for making me laugh about it. That stuff, that's the reason I do it, because I to that human connection with other people is like paramount.
Yeah. And before you go, because your special is called Never Been Kissed, do you remember your first kiss?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh my, okay. His name was Steve Oschlager. Okay.
Well, you remember his first and last name?
Yes. His name was Steve Oschlager, and he was a senior and I was a freshman.
Wow. Whoa. You badass. Whoa. Look at Whoa, you yes. go.
And he was a varsity baseball player.
You were a freshman, and your first kiss was with a senior varsity baseball player?
Yes.
You said you had no friends. I don't believe you anymore.
I was new to this school. It's actually in the town my mom lives in right now. There was only 400 kids in the entire high school. And he, like, looking back, he definitely, like, swooped in and was like, ooh, fresh meat. Because everybody know you're either related to half the town or, you know what I mean? Like, that's your option.
Yeah, or your second cousins with them.
Or your second cousins. And so, like, we actually had to find out. Like, we're not related, right? And we weren't. Thank goodness. So I remember, like, when we were kissing. This is so embarrassing.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, we were kissing. And I was like, I think I'm doing it right. I've watched enough movies, right? This is right. And like, we stopped for a minute and I was like, is this like, and we were, he was holding me really close. Obviously we're fully clothed. I'm, you know, a freshman in high school, whatever. But I asked him, I was like, is this what sex is? And he was like, no, what are you talking about? And I was like, well, just because like, we're just like really close. Yeah. And he's like, you know what it is, right? And I was like, yeah, but I don't like, I'm like, my hormones are going crazy. And he's like, yeah, you need to calm down. And he did not talk to me after that.
Aww.
And he told everybody I asked if we were having sex, fully clothed. Very embarrassing.
I mean, it's a hell of a first kiss story, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, this is how babies are made. And he's like, absolutely not. That's not what this is.
It's funny about that. I was watching Hocus Pocus last night and... Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
Oh, phenomenal. Great. And obviously, yeah. you know, they say that Max is a virgin that lights the black flame candle. When I was a kid, I obviously had no idea what a virgin was. So I asked my mom, what's a virgin? And she goes, oh, it's when somebody's not married, they're a virgin. And looking back, I was like, what a great explanation at the time. Like, way to think fast on your feet, mom.
That's good parenting right there. That's great.
My first kiss is definitely not as cool. I was I was a sophomore in high school, and I went to a dance with a girl from a different high school that I really liked, but of course never made a move on. And we were dancing, and she was dancing like I was behind her with my arms around her, and she was facing away from me. So like, you know, like it was kind of like for what was I, 14, 15 at the time, it was very sexual. Like her butt was against me. It was pretty intense. And, but it was really sweet. And it was towards the end of the night. And obviously I never made a move, but she like looked back at me and she leaned in and kissed me. And that was my first kiss. And it was just a peck, but I like immediately turned red. It was a cool moment. Cause I didn't even make the move on my first kiss. She's the one who leaned in and kissed me.
Oh, that's awesome.
And my wife obviously yelling the story of Jared's life. Cause as she can attest to, I rarely make first moves. It's quite pathetic actually, but it worked out cause now we're married. but very cool. Well, Nicole, I just wanted to say thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. You're a pleasure to have on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God. Everybody who is listening, please go watch Nicole's special, Never Been Kissed. It is on, I know it's streaming on Apple TV, Amazon. Where else is where else?
You can also get it. I think you can get it on YouTube and Vimeo, but Amazon and Apple TV are your best. That's the main ones.
And perfect. And what's your Instagram where people can follow you?
I'm Nicole Birch Comedy.
Nicole Birch Comedy. Go follow her right now. I stalked your Instagram a little bit. I saw a cameo from Justin Long, which obviously I loved.
Such a weird thing.
It's such a weird thing, but a fantastic thing. So go follow Nicole. Yeah. Go watch her special, Never Been Kissed, streaming right now. Nicole, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. Undercover Tourist.
Welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. Still no Dean as of right now, and we're gonna do emails right now. We might do some dating terms, and then we're gonna talk to DeMario and Becky later on in the episode. Hopefully Dean will be there for that, but right now Dean, we're pretty sure. All right, here's the story, people. So earlier today, Dean texted us and said, hey, is there anyone who could push the podcast time back? Because I need more time. We didn't know why, and we couldn't because we had a guest. We had Nicole, and she was timed to come in. So we couldn't push it back. So now we're like, Dean, how much longer do you need? And he's like, well, I guess I'll just read the exact text message, shall I? Because that just really does it justice. So where is this thing? So Becky, our wonderful producer, says, Dean, what's your ETA? Dean goes, you guys, I'm so far away from being available. So a couple, like last year at some point, I don't know if you guys remember this episode, but we talked about tracking each other. And then we realized that Mark tracks Dean. So we were like, oh, let's find out where he is and why he can't be on the podcast right now. Where is he, Mark?
I tracked him to the Indian Hills Golf Course in Harupa, California.
Do you know what hole he's on? Is he in a fairway?
I don't know that level of detail. It looked like he might be in the club. Then he looked like he was on a fairway. Now he's back. He could be in some sort of a structure. It's hard to tell. But so then I texted him out of the blue, and I said, can you just go to the pro shop and jump on Zoom? And he wrote back, ha ha, pro shop? Playing dumb. And I wrote back, you appear to be at a golf course. And he said, oh no, I forgot I shared my location. Yes, I will Zoom in. I just need a moment. So that's where we are.
And that's where we are right now. So, I mean, I just pray that at least he's playing well. Because I swear to God, if he shoots like a 92 and misses this podcast because of that, pointless.
Your point was a good one, though. How is he so lovable that he just gets away with this stuff all the time?
Oh, if I did this, if I did all the that Dean does, I would have been fired at least by December of 2019. But like Dean, it's just like, even talking about this podcast, we're all laughing because we're like, oh, this is so Dean. It's so endearing, adorable. But you know what? The guy's, you know, he's a lovable, sweet man. And he's so endearing. It makes for good content. You know what I mean? The end of the
day. Yeah, sure. All right. This is from Anonymous. She says, I met this guy on Hinge during the pandemic. He's 10 years older than me. I'm 28. He's 38. The first date was okay. The second date was really good. He put in a lot of effort, took me to one of my favorite restaurants that he had remembered I had said. He also mentioned he had a broken engagement that ended in October of 2019, but didn't elaborate. That night, we ended up sleeping together. The third date was just not good. I felt the conversation was forced. The spark that I feel should be there by now just wasn't there. And I don't even really enjoy being around him as a friend. After the third date, he mentioned he cried that day in therapy talking about his past relationship. He said his ex left him by walking out the back door and blindsiding him. Then had 2 movers come a couple hours later to move her things out. I appreciate his honesty, but I feel like his emotions are still too raw and he's not ready for a relationship. Should I give this guy another chance or explain to him that we're not on the same page? Or do I ghost him and just fade away?
Well, definitely don't ghost.
I love that. That's what you want us to say, right? You want us to, yeah, ghost him.
Yeah, screw him. Just never talk to him again. Never respond to any of his messages. Definitely don't ghost. Just if you're, what I'm confused about is how did it go from being so good on the second date to the point that you slept with him to going to so bad on the third date that you're considering ghosting him? Like, what the hell happened in between there?
That is a roller coaster.
That's such a roller coaster, because she says the first date was okay. The second date was really good. He put a lot of effort in to the point where they slept together that night. And then the third date went so poorly that she doesn't even really enjoy being around him as a friend. Is that me? Is that?
That's Dean.
Shut this fucking guy. This fucking guy. Dean.
Hey, guys.
Oh, this guy.
How is everyone?
Oh, great.
What music is that in the background?
Do you know how nice it is to hear your voices and see your faces?
Oh, my God.
How lucky am I?
Dean.
Can I get a TLDR? What did I miss?
Oh, God.
How much crap have you guys talked about in the past 30 minutes?
Oh, a lot. How's your stroke today?
Well, I don't understand what you... Mark is very insinuative about me being at a golf course today. Very false. It couldn't be more false. Fake news.
Dean, I swear to God, if you're shooting like a 90 or above and you miss the podcast because of that, you better be shooting at least a 74, 75 if you're going to just ditch us on the podcast.
Again, I don't know where these weird conceptions of me playing golf are coming from, but I appreciate you guys being understanding of me being a little bit late. Anyway, tell me what I've missed. Maybe for the listener, too, that has just tuned in to the 35-minute mark in the podcast.
No, they've been listening for 35 minutes, man. Where's the music coming from? I'm curious about that, because your music interrupted me while I was telling Anonymous about what she should or should not do with this guy.
No, that wasn't music. The pause music for your brain when you have to think about something. Sometimes you just have this ongoing, cycle of music that plays. That's what that was.
Got it. Sorry, Ashley almost just died. That's interesting that we all had that brain music going on, all of us and all the thousands of listeners, hopefully thousands
of listeners.
I think
the only thing that we can really do at this point is just chalk it up to serendipity and move on to the next thing.
All right, so let's give our advice on this email quick, and then let's break, and then let's bring in DeMario.
All right, hold on. Mark, should we read the email again, or should...
No, let's just you and I just take care of it. I would say that it is time to move on. You don't feel the spark. Probably shouldn't have slept with him. Whatever. Hope that was enjoyable. But you're right. He's not ready yet. And you're welcome to explain that to him. And that's why you're moving on. That's my advice.
Yeah, that's my advice too. He doesn't seem ready for a relationship. He's got some emotional baggage with him. Rightfully so. If you just had a broken up engagement like less than a year ago. I'm curious when they met during the pandemic, because Anonymous just says that I met Sky and Hinge during the pandemic. Was it in April? Was it in July, September? Because that obviously makes a difference how far away from this engagement it was. But like, yeah, if it's already going to the point where the second date was so high, now the third date's so low, you don't even want to talk to this guy anymore, probably not the best thing. Probably just walk away. But don't ghost. Let him know. Well, this podcast, who the hell knows at this point? But the good thing about this podcast is that it has created a relationship. We talked about it last week or the week before. Our producer, Becky, met a guy who listens to Help I Suck at Dating. That's what we're doing. We're just connecting people. So we're going to talk to DeMario, the guy she's talking to, right after this.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome back to Help I Shuck at Dating. I don't know why I said it that way, but we have our wonderful, amazing, beautiful, sweet, kind, hardworking producer, Becky. Becky, first of all, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm nervous, but I'm good.
You should be nervous. I mean, I think Dean's still on the line, and we are preparing ourselves to grill this new man in your life. So first of all, Becky, tell us, how did you meet DeMario and where are you guys at right now?
So DeMario slid into the DMs on Instagram.
Slid right in.
Classic. And he was very polite, not corny, not creepy. And he said, hi, like just came across your Instagram randomly, and just wanted to say that I'm very vocal on like things that I've been through on my Instagram, and he's like, I think your story's beautiful and you're beautiful and I'd love to get to know more about you. Hope you have a great day. And so then that led into us like exchanging numbers eventually, and then we started texting, and he said, I have a confession. I actually heard your interview on Help I Suck at Dating. It was the first time I had ever listened to the podcast. And I was like, who is this girl? I need to find her. And then I guess he found me on Instagram. And yeah, that's basically.
You know, it's what this podcast is all about, really. Just bringing people together. I mean, first of all, I already like this guy because he listens to the podcast. So he's already got a thumbs up by me. So how long ago was this and how long have you guys been talking for?
I think it's been like 2 or 3 weeks now.
All right. So it's still very,
very early. Very early. Yeah. Very early.
And Jared, we have questions for this guy, right? Because I've got Becky, obviously we gotta get to the bottom of this. Right. And so we've got some questions and we're going to have him on and kind of get, I don't understand how this is going to work though. Is Becky going to be a co-interviewer of her own, quote unquote boyfriend?
No.
Or is it going to be just us two the whole time?
I'm not allowing this. Dean, it's you, me, and DeMario. Becky, you listen, you watch, you learn, and see if we can all get approval for this guy to further pursue you in a romantic
direction.
I'm going to tell you what right now. I'm excited, but the one thing that stuck with me was Becky saying that she's nervous. And the curiosity in me beckons, what is Becky curious about?
I don't know yet. I guess I haven't asked some questions. So I feel like you guys are going to ask those questions. And I will see how those answers, how I feel about those answers.
Well, I think that's a perfect segue into the next question that I have for you is, are there any questions that you want us to ask him on your behalf?
What are his intentions?
All right. Becky, how old are you again?
Good one.
I'm 23.
23. Okay. Just want to get some, and then you're in LA, right?
Mm-hmm. In LA. Yeah. So there's the big plot twist. He's 29 and he lives in Michigan.
That's what I was gearing towards. Cause I'm going to ask him about that long distance relationship. Where would he move? Let's really dive deep into this. So I think Dean and I we're ready for DeMario to join this group chat whenever.
Okay, let's bring him on.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm nervous right now as well.
Dean, what'd you shoot today? Now I'm curious.
I don't know what you're talking about, my nerves are through the roof.
Hey, DeMario, how are you?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Good. I'm Jared.
Jared, nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Of course. Appreciate it.
Dean is here as well. There he is.
Yeah, sorry. DeMario, hey, how are you? It's good to see you. You look fantastic. It's a pleasure to meet you. It's a pleasure to meet the guy that one of our producers has been gushing about nonstop.
Oh, my gosh.
Seemingly has been the past month.
Yeah, it's been almost a month now, man. It's been awesome. It's been a great month. My first time listening to you guys' podcast, Becky was on it, and I'm like, who is this wonderful girl? So it's been great.
So, all right, let me ask you this, DeMario. Why'd you listen to, do you know The Bachelor? Is that why you listen to our podcast?
Man, Jared, I got hooked on The Bachelor, dude. What season? On Nick Vial season.
Oh, good old Nick.
I got reeled
Nick
in. Exactly. So I got hooked, and then I just can't stop watching it, which is kind of funny within itself. But yeah, so I listened to a few different podcasts, and I saw your guys'. So I'm like, oh, I need to check it out. I got to check it out. And it just so happened to be that specific podcast, that specific episode.
That works out very well.
Okay, so
let's do it.
Tomorrow, you said you've been a fan of Bachelor since Nick Vial season. You said you've been a fan of Almost Famous. You said you've been a fan of Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad. What took you so gosh darn long to finally check out Help I Suck at Dating? I'm just curious, what is our barrier to entry here for the listeners such as yourself, you know?
Dude, that's a really good question. And to be completely honest, I don't know, because I sucked at dating. So I should have been listening to it for a while now. I'm like right there with you. But I'm happy that I'm a fan now. I love you guys' podcast. I've been doing like a recap. So I just went back and listened to the episode with Tayshia and a few other ones. So I'm hooked. I'm a fan now.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. That's fine. That's totally fine by us. So, DeMario, before we start talking about Becky, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, man. So I'm 29 years old. I'm from Michigan. I was born in Flint, as I'm sure that you've heard different news stories, of course, of things going on in Flint right now. Very resilient city, though. Mm-hmm. I just finished grad school this past April. Weird time to graduate during the pandemic. And I work in local government. So I work for a small village here in Michigan.
Well, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on graduating, man. That's awesome.
Man, thank you so much for that.
Oh, of course. So you're doing your thing in Michigan. You listen to our podcast. You heard Becky's voice. What was it about Becky on the podcast that made you want to inquire more?
Most definitely. Very good question. I would say two different things. I think the first one was she just seemed like she had a huge personality, like in a good way. And that's what I look for, like in a spouse, you know, in a girl. And the second thing was, it was huge for me that she had her relationship with faith and with God. And She's celibate. I've actually been celibate myself for 2 years now. And that's hard to navigate, even as a guy in dating. So that was huge. And so I said, who's this fun girl that likes to have a good time, as I can tell from that podcast? Let me go do a little digging and inquire about this.
So you looked up on Instagram. And what was your, did you have like a, not a plan, I don't want to say that, but like a lot of guys who are thinking about sliding into the DMs, like they don't execute it well. You know what I mean? Not a lot of guys get replies. You got a reply. So what was your plan going into that?
Dude, Jared, I didn't know if I was going to get a reply first off. Let's just start there. Because I have that, I went to Grand Valley in my, I went to Grand Valley State University here in Michigan. And so I thought she's going to be like, who is this random guy from Michigan following me on Instagram, you know? And so I thought about it for a while. I think that I actually followed her like 3 days before I actually slid into her DMs.
No, that's smart.
But then I thought, you know what? Yeah. I had to wait to see if she was going to follow me back first. And she did, luckily. And so I thought, let me do it. It was a random Sunday. And I thought, let's just try it. Let's see what happens. And she replied. We started texting and FaceTiming, and here we are.
DeMario, I'll be honest with you. Coming into this conversation, I was a little bit skeptical because Jared and I obviously are going to be very protective of the people that are close to us, Becky being one of those people. And I heard this story, and in the back of my head, my immediate thought was, okay, this is something's wrong with this. But
definitely,
after having met you now and having had a conversation with you and hearing about where you're from, your motivation for, obviously you're in the middle of your MBA, and honestly, when Becky said that she was celibate and she said that she was having trouble dating someone because of that fact, and then hearing that you are also doing the same thing, now I'm a bit of a believer. But now my question for you is, I know we're still early, I think we even touched on it at the beginning of this, that it's not even a month, but like you said earlier, Jared and I are from The Bachelor. We love to get into timelines. My question for you is, what are your intentions with our lovely Becky moving forward, at least at this point, 3 to 4 weeks into it?
For sure. I appreciate that question. Very good question. I would say, firstly, that I think that it's so remarkable and very respectable that you guys look out for her like that, first off. That's really cool. And so my intentions are 100% pure. I think that she has just like an infectious personality and smile. And so I want to continue to get to know her more on a personal level. I think that what has really drawn me in a lot is that we kind of skipped the whole surface level questions, you know, that you first ask someone on dates, and we went straight into being vulnerable with one another. And that was so important. And so my intentions are, I want to continue to get to know her. I want to eventually come out and see her, come out to LA and really meet up and see what happens from there.
I absolutely love this.
I'm excited for it.
DeMario, you honestly seem like an incredible human being, and we obviously know Becky is as well. So I guess what are the next steps for you guys, you think? Because this has been... funny enough to say, it has been a quarantine relationship, right? Because you guys have met online, you've been talking through that. And that has been the essence of quarantine and this pandemic since basically March or April. But you're still out in Michigan, right? And then obviously Becky lives here in Los Angeles. What do you kind of
exactly.
think?
Exactly. I think that it's something that you can work through, right? I think distance, of course, sucks, but you can work through it. Next steps for me would be coming out there. My job is super flexible, and so I think next steps would be coming out there to actually taking her on a date and getting to know who she is more as a person, and hopefully taking that to that, not putting so much pressure on it now, but taking it to that next level, taking it to that next step.
What are your thoughts about a long distance relationship?
Yeah, Jared, I think the long distance relationships, I've done it once actually, like right after high school. So I know that they can work. It takes a lot of work. You have to be transparent and have a lot of good communication, which we both do. I can tell that she does as well. And so that's the most important thing. But I think that they can work just like any other relationship. It takes trust, respect, and and communication.
I mean, Demario, listen, you turned me, a skeptic, into an absolute believer. And now I'm way too invested in this love story to let it flop. So we need to figure out a way to make this work.
Oh my gosh, Dean, that means a lot. And dude, I was kind of skeptical about it myself, like being completely honest. But as the weeks go on, I'm like, this can really work out.
I mean, listen, I think it would be weirder for you not to have been skeptical. So I think that's a good sign. Right. I think that there's a lot of authenticity that's implanted in that too. So I'm all for it at this point.
Man,
that means a lot.
So Demario, before you go, I have a couple like rapid fire questions for you. Just because, listen,
let's do it.
Full transparency, Becky's listening. So, you know, you guys are 2 weeks into talking. Figured, you know, Becky kind of wants to probably know a little bit more about you. And what better way to do that than ask you some quick firing questions?
Right. I usually think quickly on my feet, so let's see how it goes.
I like that. All right. So first one. Should a guy pay for a first date?
Yes.
Ooh. Would you rather stay in or go out?
Go out. With the exception, can I add something?
You can put a caveat in that.
Yeah, there we go. I would rather go out to a nice dinner with the intentions of coming back in, having a nice movie in or something like that.
Okay. So a little bit of going out, but also staying home. Combo.
Exactly. Combo.
Would you rather get up early or stay up late?
Stay up late, but I have to get up early for work now, man.
But you're not an early bird.
I'm not a super early bird.
All right, that's fine. That's something Becky might like. Would you rather ask for help or figure it out on your own?
Ask for help for sure. And I haven't always been like that.
All right, so if you're choosing a movie, comedy or horror?
Comedy.
Would you rather lose the ability to hear or walk?
Ooh, well, I couldn't walk for, I tore my ACL last year, so I really couldn't walk for about a month.
Oh, Jesus, so, how'd you do that?
Oh my gosh, man, I was playing basketball, I kind of slipped, fell, tore my ACL meniscus, and partially tore my MCL.
Holy crap.
Crazy story, yeah. But we're good now.
Well, that's good.
Demario, would you rather change sex every time you sneeze? Or would you rather not be able to tell the difference between muffins and babies?
That's hilarious.
I need you to think about this before you give an answer, because there is a right and wrong answer here.
This is very important.
You change sex every time you sneeze. Think about how often you sneeze. If you sneeze a lot, exactly, you're not the best choice. If you don't sneeze often, it might be up your alley. Or do you want to not be able to tell the difference between muffins and babies? And you got to think about the repercussions about that.
Both would be a little weird. Man, muffins and babies. Oh my gosh. I have to know what, I don't have any children currently, but I'm going with the second one, muffins and babies, because I don't sneeze that often.
Yeah. 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 All right. That's
I think
that's
I'm going to go with that one.
That's an interesting answer. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think that was the wrong answer. But everything else you said has absolutely wowed me. So I'll give you a pass on this one.
I need for you to justify the first one really quickly.
I mean, listen, it's not. I'm not. I don't think I'm alone in thinking that I've always wondered what it'd be like to be a woman. I've always wondered what it'd be like to be in between. You know, so it's like it would be nice to be able to experience those things, get a better understanding of the world, rather than like, let's say you're 45 years old. You're this crazy guy pushing a stroller around. Someone looks in the stroller. Oh, he's got a poppy seed muffin in the stroller. Oh, he all of a sudden becomes this crazy person pushing around a muffin. You know what I mean? Or he starts digging into a muffin that he got from Starbucks, but in reality, he's actually a child's head. And then you found out that he's a cannibalistic serial killer.
This is very true. This is very true. But what about if you're pushing that baby and then you start sneezing like two or three times in a row? And you're instantly changing your sex like immediately.
Yeah. No, you make a good point, and I appreciate your thinking. I appreciate your way of thinking. You're absolutely right.
There we go.
All right, last question. This is very important to me. Dogs or cats?
100% dogs.
That's the right answer, my friend. I figured you'd end on a good note on that one. Demario, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. You're the man. We wish you nothing but the best of luck in your life, and hopefully with Becky, we'll see. Not to put pressure on it. We don't want to put pressure on it, but like, if you guys do meet up and go on a first date, Like, you're coming back on the podcast to talk about it.
Well, we'll definitely be meeting up. I'm going to come out there in 3 weeks. So thank you for having me, though. So we'll have to I forgot to put that little caveat in there.
Yeah.
I am coming out.
All right, cool, man.
Tomorrow, no additional pressure as well, but hopefully if you get out to L.A., me, you, Jared, Ashley, Becky, and Kaylin, I'll go on a triple date somewhere.
Yes,
Let's
please.
Let's do it. That would be sweet. Well, thank you so much for having me on, guys. This has been great.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Man, appreciate you.
Most definitely. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too, man. Bye. Becky, he's very sweet. I like him a lot.
I got to admit, I was skeptical at first, but he really seems to have checked all my boxes. He seems to have stepped up to the plate and knocked it out of the park. I'm an absolute fan of DeMario right now.
I'm a big fan, too. He's got his stuff together. He
does. Yeah, he's grown. So
he's definitely grown. He's a man. That's a man you're talking to right he's there. Grown. That's no boy.
And Becky, the thing is, too, and I think I touched on a little bit about this when I was talking to him, too, is when you said that you were celibate a couple weeks ago in that the Get to Know You episode, mm-hmm. and you said that you were interested in dating, I was like, well, that's going to be a hard thing to confront in mm-hmm. dating. And then when he was talking about himself, I was like, wow, this guy's actually really cool. And then when he said he's been celibate for the past 2 years, that absolutely is what solidified everything for me to make me think that he seems like he already seemed like a great guy. But that's what made me seem like you two were a good fit for each other, you know?
Yeah, no, me too. It brings like a level of comfort like that I've actually never had in a relationship before. And then also him just being like really open about his faith and that we can, you know, communicate about that too is huge. So I'm excited. I liked his answers.
Yeah, has anything changed? Was there like anything that stood out?
Yeah, when he said that I carry qualities that he looks for in a spouse, I was like...
Did your heart flutter right there?
It did something.
Oh, I like it. So all positives?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great thing. He comes out in 3 weeks?
Yep, he's coming out. He bought his plane ticket last night, and we'll see how that goes.
Becky, sure, all positives. But what about that muffin question? You're telling me... Even though he wanted to change sex every time he sneezed, or no, I'm sorry, he wanted to not be able to tell the difference between muffins and babies. What a crazy maniac!
I completely checked out when you asked that, Dean. Honestly, didn't hear.
He answered properly. You just don't eat muffins anymore. That's it. Muffins are no longer a part of your diet.
I think he also just like had perspective. You know, he wanted to hear your side, Dean. So that was a great quality too.
Listen, I get it, and I just feel like we're giving him excuses right now.
Okay, no, so we see one red flag. Got it.
Yeah, that's the red flag.
You might just like eat a baby every once in a while. That's not so bad.
It's more of like a lavender/pink type flag. It's not even red. It's just, you know.
Okay, I'll write it down.
It's a pinkish hue flag. We're fine.
But he checks off all the boxes otherwise so far, so I'm happy. And I'll keep you guys updated.
He checks my boxes too. If Kaylin and I break up and it doesn't work out between you and him, I think I might slide into DMs.
DeMario's DMs.
I'm impressed. I'm honestly impressed.
Make this podcast full circle.
Well, thanks guys for interrogating him and for being so involved in this possibly new relationship.
You just keep us up to date on like when he comes, where you guys will go out on a date, because Dean and I will make sure that we are like tailing you guys, that we're sitting at a table safely 6 feet away, but just watching, making sure everything's, you know, he's being respectful, everything's going well. We're going to be like your dads during this date, and it's going to be great. And we're going to record it all and put it on the podcast.
Perfect. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And that will do it for this episode of Help I Suck at Dating. Dean Ungler, thank you so much for joining us from your car full of dudes just getting off the course. Please, come on. The listeners want to know, what did you shoot today?
Hey, Jared, thank you for having me as a guest on your podcast today. I really appreciate it. Everyone keeps saying that I was playing golf today. And while I will neither confirm nor deny that fact, I will say that I shot in the low 90s. Oh. Not worth missing the first half of a very...
Oh. Game. What a crappy day. I'm so disappointed. I was fully expecting like a 78, 79. All right. Well, definitely not worth missing the podcast, but that's okay. A big thank you to also Nicole Birch. Check out her new special. It's fantastic. Never Been Kissed. It is streaming on Apple TV, Amazon Prime. She is wonderful, and we loved having her on. Big thank you, of course, to our producer, Becky, for sharing her love life. And a big thank you to Demario Johnson, I don't want to say love interest because that seems premature, but the guy that she's talking to, thank you so much, Demario, for coming on and being vulnerable. You truly are the man, and we are very excited for the both of you. Thank you so much for anonymous emailing us. Please keep sending us your emails at isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Keep sending your emails. We love it. It's our favorite segment. Follow us on Instagram, @IsuckAtDating. I post pictures of Dean's face all the time. You don't want to miss that. And Dean, what should the listeners do?
Well, listen, if they're not already subscribed, subscribe and be sure to tune in next week because maybe we'll suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City, in Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.